From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
We're delighted that you've joined us for Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns commences his next message in this series of studies in the book of Joshua. In Numbers chapter 32, the tribes of Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh had asked Moses to give them their inheritance on the east side of the Jordan River, a place of good pasture land for their flocks. Although Moses at first rebuked them for what he considered a betrayal, he granted their request after they promised to join the rest of Israel in the battles for the promised land. In Joshua chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, we see the fulfillment of that vow. Those tribes did just as they had promised. As Dr. Cairns draws a number of spiritual lessons from this passage, he points out that these tribes had crossed Jordan, the symbol of death, illustrating that there is no entrance into spiritual life, blessing, and inheritance apart from Christ. Failure to fulfill their vow would have cut off those tribes from their inheritance. So the only entrance into God's heaven is through Christ, the only Savior of sinners. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the opening portion of a message entitled, A Vow Fulfilled. First, please listen to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning by C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 13. Let us go forth, therefore, unto him without the camp. Jesus, bearing his cross, went forth to suffer without the gate. The Christian's reason for leaving the camp of the world's sin and religion is not because he loves to be singular, but because Jesus did so, and the disciple must follow his master. Christ was not of the world. His life and his testimony were a constant protest against conformity with the world. Never was such overflowing affection for men as you find in him, but still he was separate from sinners. In like manner, Christ's people must go forth unto him. They must take their position without the camp, as witness-bearers for the truth. They must be prepared to tread the straight and narrow path. They must have bold, unflinching, lion-like hearts, loving Christ first and his truth next, and Christ and his truth beyond all the world. Jesus would have his people go forth without the camp for their sanctification. You cannot grow in grace to any high degree while you are conformed to the world. The life of separation may be a path of sorrow, but it is the highway of safety. And though the separated life may cost you many pangs and make every day a battle, yet it is a happy life after all. No joy can excel that of the soldier of Christ. Jesus reveals himself so graciously and gives such sweet refreshment that the warrior feels more calm and peace in his daily strife than others in their hours of rest. The highway of holiness is the highway of communion. It is thus we shall hope to win the crown if we are enabled by divine grace faithfully to follow Christ without the camp. The crown of glory will follow the cross of separation. A moment's shame will well be recompensed by eternal honor. A little while of witness-bearing will seem nothing when we are forever with the Lord.
When all my mercies, O my God, my rising soul surveys, shout, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Transported with the view, I'm lost in wonder, love, and praise.
Shout, glory, glory, hallelujah. I will praise God forever. I will shout aloud and sing. Shout, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Unnumbered comforts through my soul thy tender care bestowed.
Shout, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Before my infant heart conceived, from whom those comforts comforts, Lord.
Shout, glory, glory, hallelujah. I will praise God forever. I will shout aloud and sing. Shout, glory, glory, hallelujah. 10,000 precious gifts, my daily thanks and cry. Shout, glory, glory, hallelujah.
Nor is the least a cheerful heart that takes those gifts with.
As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to encourage you to obtain your copy of A Word in Season, the new devotional book by the Free Presbyterian Church. This volume will be an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and the New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. To obtain a copy of A Word in Season, you may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. If you wish, you may write, Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Supplies are limited, so obtain your copy of A Word in Season soon. Thank you.
Now let's turn again to the book of Joshua this morning, chapter 4. The book of Joshua, chapter 4. We're reading only two verses, verse 12 and verse 13. Joshua 4, verse 12 and 13. And it came to pass, when all the people were clean passed over, well, I'm reading now in verse 11, actually, that the ark of the Lord passed over and the priests in the presence of the people, and the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and half the tribe of Manasseh passed over armed before the children of Israel, as Moses spake unto them. About 40,000 prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto battle to the plains of Jericho. The Lord will bless the reading of His word to our hearts. The soldiers of the 2.5 tribes of Israel, whose lot fell on the eastern side of the River Jordan, formed the vanguard of the hosts of Israel as they marched over Jordan into the land of Canaan. Now let that sink in for a moment. It was not the armies of Judah or of any of the tribes that made their inheritance in the actual area of the promised land, but it was the soldiers of the 2.5 tribes on the other side of Jordan who formed the vanguard leading Israel over Jordan into Canaan. And I thought of that. It fascinated me for various reasons. First of all, I pondered its spiritual significance. Over the past few weeks, as we have looked at Joshua chapter 3 and into Joshua chapter 4, we have seen two things. The Bible does speak of the River Jordan as a symbol of death. The Bible does speak of the land of Canaan as a symbol of the rest that is in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible does speak of the Ark of the Covenant that was borne by the priests as they stood in the river and dried it up to let the people over. It speaks of that Ark of the Covenant as a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, those are not imaginary pictures. The Scriptures themselves tell us that God intended those Old Testament things to convey those spiritual truths. And putting them together, I tried to give you the picture of the people of God crossing over, getting into the land of God's provision, into Canaan, because Christ stood into death for them and dried it up. And we looked at the absolute success of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, that by standing in death for us, He dried up death. He took something out of it that would never be in it again. As we noticed, He put something into death from that point on for His people. We noticed also that because He stood in death and finished His work there, that every single one of His covenant people passed safely over into Canaan, into the land of God's grace and God's provision. Now, if that is so, the question that arises is, what can we make of the 2.5 tribes whose inheritance lay on the east of Jordan? Are they in some way an exception to all this pattern of type and spiritual truth? Do they teach us that some of God's people enter into life and blessing and spiritual inheritance apart from the merits of Christ and apart from Christ standing into death on their behalf? What are we to make of these 2.5 tribes? Well, I think you'll get the answer if you look very carefully at the text that we have read this morning. We have read of how the men of these tribes led they were the vanguard leading the people across into Canaan. Those men were the family heads of the 2.5 tribes, representative of the entire number. And the thing to notice is that they did indeed cross Jordan, that they could not enter into their possession, whatever its geographical location, they could not enter into their possession unless they did cross Jordan into Canaan. In other words, unless they did enter in through the merits of their mediator typified by the ark. Now, there is therefore a great spiritual truth here. Far from presenting an exception to the rule, they actually fulfill the rule. And the rule is this. We do well to emphasize it every time we come across it in Scripture. There is no entrance into spiritual life, blessing, and inheritance apart from receiving the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. Nobody can enter into spiritual life, a God-given possession, apart from receiving the merits of the Lord Jesus Christ. And these men, representing the 2.5 tribes whose lot fell on the east of Jordan, they crossed the Jordan. They had to cross the Jordan under the shadow of the ark, as it were, just as much as everybody else. And the Scriptures record how they were told that unless they did so, there would not be an inheritance for them on the east of Jordan. So this is a very real Scripture rule. It is an Old Testament presentation of the New Testament truth in 1 Timothy 2 verse 5 that there is one God and there is one mediator between God and man. It's the truth of Acts 4 verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. The truth of the Bible is if you don't enter in through Christ, you won't enter in at all. Unless you have Christ as your mediator with God, you have no mediator. Unless you have Christ as your sacrifice, Hebrews 10 says, there remains no other sacrifice. Unless you have forgiveness through Christ, you don't have forgiveness. Unless God accepts you in Christ, then he rejects you. Unless you have the imputed righteousness of Christ, you stand before God in your undiluted iniquity, condemned and unclean. This is the universal truth of Scripture. Christ, absolutely the only way of life, salvation, and rest with God. But there is another spiritual lesson that I saw as I considered the 2.5 tribes and their inheritance on the eastern side of Jordan, while most of the people of God had their inheritance in Canaan proper on the western side of the Jordan. That's something to keep in mind when you hear newspaper men talking about the West Bank. Remember, you're talking about the area that historically was occupied by the vast majority of the people of God. Now, as I looked at those 2.5 tribes on the other side, I saw in them a clear picture, at least to me a very clear picture, of the Old Testament saints. Now think of it carefully. Those 2.5 tribes did not actually enter into Canaan in fulfillment of God's promise. Just as the Old Testament saints did not actually enter in to the enjoyment of the promise. They had the promise. they enjoyed something of its fulfillment as they looked forward to Christ. But they did not enter into the great fulfillment of it in the Old Testament period. We're not left to guess here. Just as the position of the 2.5 tribes on the east of Jordan had them looking forward to Christ, the Ark, crossing Jordan, so the Old Testament saints in history were looking forward to Christ's death, and to all that that death would procure for the people of God. The book of Hebrews tells us very clearly that the Old Testament saints possessed the same promise as we. It's a very easy statement to make. When I say that, it in many ways disintegrates the entire theological interpretive theory called dispensationalism. It falls right to the ground. I was noticing as Dr. Barrett was reading in the scripture this morning that further up that chapter, the Holy Ghost has said that he took the promise given to Abraham and he confirmed it unto Jacob, that is unto Israel, for a law. And that those who try to take the Mosaic law and divorce it from the covenant promise given to Abraham are doing absolute injustice to the scriptures of truth. The Holy Ghost has said it, and whatever difficulty theologians have in coming to terms with it, they'd better come to terms with it. It's not some Presbyterian, it's not John Calvin, it's not any council of men that have said it. The Holy Ghost has said it, that he took the covenant promise to Abraham and he confirmed it when he gave the law to Jacob, so that the law under Moses was an administration of the covenant of grace. No way around that. The Holy Ghost is its witness. But even though they received the promise, they didn't get to enter into it. They exercised faith in it, and they derived, therefore, certain benefits from it. But many of the great benefits that could only come in point of time after the death of Christ, the Old Testament saints didn't actually enter into. Listen to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13, and then going down to verse 39 and 40. These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. Now verse 39. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us. And here's the purpose. That they, without us, should not be made perfect. Notice how carefully this is stated, and notice how perfectly it fits with the picture we have in Joshua chapter 4. The 2.5 tribes representing the Old Testament saints had their inheritance on the east of Jordan. They didn't enter into the fullness of Canaan, but their representatives led the rest of the people in. And that is a perfect picture of the work of the saints of the Old Testament. And it's beautifully symbolized here. Here we have the truth. We will be made perfect with those Old Testament saints when God brings this age to its climax. And we will find that we have a common Christ, a common redemption, a common salvation, a common God and Savior, and a common promise fulfilled fully to enjoy.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.